Harper Audio presents It Must Be Love by Rachel Gibson, performed by Rebecca Tripp. Chapter 1. Detective Joseph Shanahan hated rain. He hated it about as much as he hated dirtbag criminals, slick defense lawyers, and stupid geese. The first were scum, the second, bottom feeders, the third, an embarrassment to the bird family in general. He set his foot on the front bumper of a beige Chevy, leaned forward, and stretched his muscles. He didn't need to see the metal-colored clouds forming over Ann Morrison Park to know he was in for a good shower. The dull ache in his right thigh let him know this just wasn't going to be his day. Once he felt the muscles stretch and warm, he switched legs. Most of the time, the only reminder that a 9mm slug had torn through flesh and changed his life was the 5-inch scar puckering his thigh. 9 months and countless hours of intense physical therapy later, he was able to forget the rod and pins screwed to his femur. Except when it rained, and the change in barometric pressure caused it to throb. Joe straightened, rolled his head from side to side like a prize fighter, then reached into the pocket of his sweatpants he'd chopped into shorts and pulled out a pack of cigarettes. He pulled a Marlboro from the pack, then lit the end with his Zippo. Squinting his gaze against the flame, he eyed the sleek, white goose staring at him from fewer than 2 feet away. The bird waddled closer, stretched up its long neck, and hissed, angry orange beak wide open, pink tongue sticking out straight. With a snap of his wrist, the Zippo closed, and he shoved the pack and lighter into his pocket. He exhaled a long stream of smoke as the goose lowered its head and locked its beady sights on Joe's balls. "Do it, and I'll punt you like a football." For several tense seconds, they entered into a Mexican standoff. Then the bird pulled its head back, turned on its webbed feet, and waddled away, casting one last glance in Joe's direction before it hopped up on the curb and headed toward the other geese. "Panty waste," he muttered, and turned his gaze from the retreating threat. More than rain, shifting air pressure, and even slick lawyers, Joe disliked police informants most. He'd never known more than one or two who wouldn't screw over their wives, mothers, or best friends to save their own sorry asses. He owed the hole in his leg to his last informant, Robbie Martin. Robbie's double dealings had cost Joe a chunk of flesh and bone and a job he loved. The young drug dealer had paid a higher price, his life. Joe leaned back against the side of the nondescript Caprice and took a deep pull off the cigarette. Smoke burned his throat and filled his lungs with tar and nicotine. The nicotine calmed his craving like a lover's soothing caress. As far as he was concerned, there was only one thing better than a chest full of toxins. Unfortunately, he hadn't had that one thing since he'd broken up with Wendy, his last girlfriend. Wendy had been a fairly decent cook, and she'd looked downright amazing, squeezed into spandex. But he couldn't face a future with a woman who freaked out because he'd forgotten their 2-month dating anniversary. She'd accused him of being unromantic. Hell, he was as romantic as the next guy. He just didn't act sappy and get stupid about it. Joe took another long pull off the cigarette. Even if it hadn't been for that anniversary crap, his relationship with Wendy wouldn't have worked out anyway. She hadn't understood the amount of time he needed to spend with Sam. She'd been jealous, but if Joe didn't give Sam attention, he chewed up the furniture. Joe exhaled slowly and watched the smoke hang in front of his face. Last time he'd quit smoking for 3 months, and he'd quit again, but not today. Probably not tomorrow, either. He'd just been given a good ream by Captain Lucchetti, and if he was gonna get fucked over, he damn sure wanted a cigarette afterward.